Relatives of the missing have been doing everything they can to find their loved ones. One of those searching was Karen Hughes. She's from Leeds, England. Her brother John Hughes was vacationing in Thailand when the tsunami struck. We spoke to Karen Hughes twice. The first time was on Friday, after she posted information about her brother on several Thai websites.
A description of my brother and his photograph. He has a tattoo on one of his legs of a dragon from the ankle to the knee, and he was last seen at Charlie Beach Resort on Phi Island, where he was in the bathroom of his bungalow when the tsunami hit. And his girlfriend has been rescued. She got knocked unconscious, though, and she hasn't seen John since it happened. And she got taken to hospital, so she's coming home, and she's okay, but she's very worried about Jonathan.
Has Jonathan Hughes traveled a lot in his life?
He's been to Phi Island before last year with some friends for New Year, which was why he went back this year. They'd had a lovely time in Bangkok and Phuket, and initially we thought that that's where they were when the tsunami hit, but then we found out they'd taken a boat to Phi Island to spend Christmas Day on the island.
Now, when you say you found out that additional information, can you tell me how you began searching for information after you first heard the news of the tsunami?
First, we waited because we thought that as soon as communication was restored that he would be able to phone us. We tried to phone and text him. Then we got a message from Sally's mum, and my mum was able to phone Sally.
That's John's girlfriend, Sally.
This is John's girlfriend, and Sally told her story. And from that moment, we obviously were really worried because it did sound as though John might be dead.
What was the story that Sally told?
On Boxing Day morning, Jonathan got up and went to the bathroom. Sally was in bed, and then suddenly there was a big smash. The roof of the bungalow collapsed on them. She got knocked out, and the next thing she remembers was coming round, being fished out of the water. Absolute chaos everywhere, and she couldn't find John. But that's all she knows. Her dad has gone out there, though, to be with her, and he is looking for John. Obviously, we fear the worst, but if he is still alive, then we mustn't desert him. We must try and find someone who can get him home.
Karen Hughes was speaking Friday from her home city of Leeds, England. Over the weekend, the man who'd gone looking for John Hughes, her brother, returned to England. He brought news to a family gathering, and this morning Karen Hughes told us what she'd learned.
Sally's dad came to see us yesterday, and he brought with him photographs of a leg and a body, which was Jonathan, which we identified, and Sally identified. So we know that he's in the morgue in Krabi now, and now we can make arrangements for him to be brought back.
This is the leg with the tattoo?
That's the one, the Welsh dragon.
It took a week to find out the news. I can't imagine that it came as too much of a surprise by the end.
No, it didn't. And in some ways, it's a relief to know that we know what happened now, instead of just guessing and worrying that he might be lost somewhere. We have contacted most of his friends and relatives. Guess we'll arrange a funeral in the wake for him.
How would you like people to remember your brother?
Happy, happy-go-lucky, very free spirit, my brother. Always flitting about, and I think everybody will remember him as he was. Nobody's got to see what he's like now. And at least he died in a very happy and nice place.
Well, Karen Hughes, thank you very much for sharing your story with us. Helps us to understand. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Karen Hughes' brother, John Hughes, died when the tsunami struck Thailand on Boxing Day, the day after Christmas.